From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The damaged pipe spewing oil from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico has successfully been cut. U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says robots had to use shears to sever the pipe after a diamond saw got repeatedly stuck. More from NPR's Kerry Kahn.
The shears did the trick and finally cut the damaged riser pipe, but the cut was not as clean as officials had hoped. Allen says that means when the containment cap is lowered over the severed pipe, the seal may not be as tight.
We will have the option to use undersea dispersants to deal with any oil that might not be captured. It'll be a kind of a test and adapt phase as we move ahead, but a significant step forward this morning.
The White House told BP to go ahead and begin building 5 more sand berm barriers off the Louisiana shore. Local officials had been pushing BP for weeks to build the berms or give the state money to construct them, which they say will be the best line of defense against the encroaching oil slick. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Buras, Louisiana.
President Obama, for the third time since the Gulf Coast oil rig accident took place, is planning to pay a visit to the region. The White House said today Mr. Obama will travel to the Gulf tomorrow, where he will look at the latest efforts to battle the nation's biggest ever oil spill. It's the president's second visit to the region in as many weeks. Police in Chile have detained the Dutch man arrested twice in connection with the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway. Authorities in this latest case are investigating a murder in Peru. According to police spokesperson, Joran Vandersloot was taken into custody in Santiago. While long a suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Holloway, who was on a trip to Aruba when she vanished, he has never been charged. Police are interested in talking to Vandersloot because he is believed to be the last person seen with 21-year-old Stephanie Flores. Flores was found dead in Vandersloot's hotel room and was seen on tape with him at a Peruvian casino. The Institute for Supply Management, a private trade group, says the nation's service sector grew in May for the fifth consecutive month. As Danielle Carson reports, the expansion could mean businesses are primed to start adding jobs to their payrolls.
The service index was unchanged at 55 last month, but a reading over 50 indicates growth. The strength of the service sector is key to the overall health of the economy, since it makes up most of the country's workforce. All but two of the industries the index tracks grew last month. But Zach Pandel, an economist with Nomura Securities, puts things in perspective. He points out that 8 million jobs were lost during the recession.
From such a low starting point, it's possible that we could see some pretty healthy gains. Firms really cut their workforces to the bone, and we think are going to be comfortable adding employment in select areas for the next several months.
Economists expect the government's employment report, which comes out tomorrow, will show the private sector added at least 200,000 jobs to their payrolls. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stocks rose modestly ahead of the jobs report. The Dow is up 5 points today. This is NPR. President Obama said today he has accepted an invitation from Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to visit India in early November, the president making the announcement in a speech at a high-level meeting at the State Department. The U.S.-India strategic dialogue in Washington is meant to ease fears that U.S.-Indian relations have slipped. Mr. Obama told members of the delegation the U.S. values its partnership with India not because of where India is on a map, but because of what we share. The head of the British insurer Prudential is facing a growing backlash after being forced to scrap his company's plans to buy the Asian wing of U.S. insurer AIG. More from NPR's Rob Gifford.
Tidjane Thiam is facing calls for his resignation after the deal he pushed collapsed. Prudential, one of Britain's biggest insurers, agreed in March to buy AIA, the Asian business of AIG, but shareholders claimed the price offered was too high and they staged a revolt. AIG then said this week it would not consider any revision to the terms of the deal. Prudential admitted it faces more than $600 million in costs related to the attempted deal, which many London analysts are calling a strategic error. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
One of the four actresses who played on the popular television show The Golden Girls, Rue McClanahan, has died. According to her manager, McClanahan died early today after suffering a stroke. On the program, McClanahan was cast in the role of a sexually liberated Southern belle. She co-starred along with Bea Arthur, Betty White, and Estelle Getty. Rue McClanahan was 76 years old. Crude oil prices were up $1.75 a barrel to close at $74.61 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.